You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk sports as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. And John, we've had some listeners reach out on Twitter and put in a request, talk some hockey, and we aim to please. And the timing is perfect. It's the midseason mark. So last night, the Wings lost to Tampa Bay 5-2, which is what happens when Tampa Bay plays the Red Wings. Red Wings lose.
Because the Lightning are better. That's why.
The Wings were on a four-game winning streak until last night, and now they've got a few days' break. So tell me what you think about where the team is right now in the season.
They are 17-17-7. They are perfectly mediocre, as we had about predicted. It's almost exactly where you don't want to be, because they're not competing for any kind of, you know, Stanley Cup chance, any of that stuff. But you're also, they got five or six great guys coming out in the draft this year, and you're not anywhere near that either. Mediocrity will perpetuate mediocrity. It's better, actually, in the pro system to drop down to bottom and get somebody good and rebuild.
Okay, there we go. And so let's do a little lightning round. I'm going to toss out some names, and you can tell me what you're liking or not through this first half of the season. Jeff Blashill and his coaching staff.
Average coach with an average roster.
And that is a surprise, because you really thought...
I was very big on him.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong, but not yet.
Okay. Jimmy Howard.
One of the best goalies in the league right now. And he is a professional. His defense is pretty weak, and you never see him complain about them, which is pretty... That's how a big boy handles his business.
Peter Mrazek.
A very talented goalie who's trapped.
How so?
Because he's behind Jimmy Howard. Mm-hmm. When he's hot, he's as good as anybody. When he's cold, he will complain about the defense. That's the problem.
Okay. Dylan Larkin.
Really talented guy who is now in his third year on the league. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They all know your stuff now. So his goals have gone way down. You're going against the big boys, the top line. He's not quite a top liner, but he's in that role.
Oh, and he is leading the team in scoring.
He is, but he's got like 8 goals.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Andreas Athanasiou.
Head case.
How so?
$1 million arm, 5 cent head. That's your boy right
okay.
there.
That's why you get such an even...
He's got a ton of talent, and he's alienated his teammates, and he's not a gamer.
Okay. Captain Henrik Zetterberg. Talk about ageless.
And the opposite. This guy is hardcore. He's Yzerman. I mean, he'll block shots. He'll kill penalties. He's a consummate Red Wing, a consummate team leader. Love that guy.
What are you looking for as they move into the second half of the season, which will start on the 13th when they play the Penguins in Pittsburgh?
Sounds crazy, but you got to go one way or the other. You either got to double down and try to get something out of the season, or you got to say it's time for a fire sale and let's rebuild.
Okay. Over to Tom Izzo's Spartans, the number one team, falling to Ohio State yesterday, 80-64. What went wrong?
Some nights the shots don't hit, and what they shoot, like 39%?
Yeah, 39%, second lowest percentage of the season.
Exactly. Look, in baseball, the bats will go cold. In hockey, you run into a hot goaltender, you can't score. Okay. Every sport has got this, basically. One situation where you can't win no matter what you do. In this case, the shooting hands went cold. And look, here's how you break it down. Behaviors and results. If the behaviors are good, the results will get there and usually stay there, but occasionally you're going to take a step back. Izzo's a very, very smart coach. He will blow this off. They played hard. They played smart. The shots were not landing. Blow it off. Move on.
There's a time to haul people to the woodshed.
And that's when the behaviors aren't good. Okay. So if the results, even if the results are good and the behaviors aren't, they're not rebounding, they're not hustling, they're not passing the ball and so on. And Bo is a genius at this, Bo Schembechler. If you beat lowly Indiana by a touchdown, you will not like Monday. If you're in a dogfight with Ohio State and you lose, gentlemen, I'm proud of you. Because
okay.
you gave me everything you could, and that's how you handled that one.
Is there a difference between the approaches you take with professional athletes versus student athletes?
No question, although the smart mix them up a little bit. Okay. Student athletes, guess what? You're not going to trade them. They're yours. Whether you like it or not, they're yours. It's going to be yours for 3, 4, 5 years, chances are, and their emotions do matter. So when Berenson, for example, Red Berenson at Michigan, moved back from the NHL to the college ranks, it took him a few years to realize, you know, these are not the same kind of guys I deal with at the NHL. Scotty Bowman, as you and I have discussed, was not too concerned about your feelings.
No, I don't think your feelings, man.
And did not have to be.
No sleep was lost
We are paying you, right?
Okay. College football championship game is tonight. I got Alabama versus Georgia. Nick Saban going for his 6th national title, which if he gets it, what? He would be tied with Bear Bryant for the most all time.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm pulling for Georgia. Go Dogs. But, man, betting against Alabama is like betting against IBM in the heyday. It's just not a smart bet. Alabama is my bet here.
All right. So we'll all be watching to see that. And hearing anything on Lions coaches' interviews?
My strong hunch is they'll get a coordinator from the Patriots, because Bob Quinn is a Patriot alum, of course. The guy's going to make this call. And that will be a good decision if they can nail one. So I like that idea very much.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.